Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. My guest today is Melissa True, who is joining us to represent the New Bern Grand Marina and Yacht Club, and that is because we've made an exciting announcement. Our spring rendezvous will be held in New Bern in 2017, and we're very much looking forward to that. But before I bring in Melissa, let me take a moment to thank our Admiral-level sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. I'd like to welcome Melissa True to our podcast. Melissa, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Start, if you will, by telling us a little bit about your role at New Bern Grand Marina and Yacht Club and the town of New Bern itself.
Absolutely. So approximately, about a year and a half ago, Marina Ventures, who happens to be the owner of the New Bern Grand Marina Yacht Club, approached me to manage a boat show. And it was a boat show affiliated with a community festival referred to as Mumfest. We managed to produce the largest boat show in the history of New Bern, with about 77 land exhibitors and 21 in-water exhibitors. And from that, Marina Ventures asked if I would help them with some of their marketing efforts for the marina. And since then, we have been plugging away at a number of different projects and delighter services, and two of the biggest ones that I think are specific to our events and bringing events in are we wanted to introduce what has been modeled as the Ritz-Carlton experience, where at the marina we provide exceptional customer service to the guests. We also have a small liveaboard community and the owners, because we actually sell slips at the marina. And so that was one of the first strategies that we actually employed. And then on the one-year anniversary of the marina's new ownership, we introduced our event delighter services, and that's what kind of initiated the conversations that I've had with you, Kim, and the AGLCA in the interest of bringing your event here. And so I manage the marketing and the customer relationships on behalf of Marina Ventures. And at current time, we have increased our occupancy by over 20%, and we've sold 22 slips in the past 18 months. So we are doing quite well with that, and we're pretty proud of that, and we're really happy that we've been able to get your event to come to New Bern.
And Melissa was actually instrumental in getting us there, so we thank you for that. But we're very excited about the change. New Bern Grand Marina and Yacht Club is, of course, a sponsor of AGLCA, so we appreciate that, and we always also seek to support sponsor businesses. So the spring rendezvous is April 25th through 28th. We actually opened a registration on our website this past Monday, and I think we've got close to 120 people already registered, which is great. We're excited about it. Tell us a little bit about what the boaters who will be joining us by boat and tying up at the marina can expect.
So guests of the marina typically experience, upon arrival, literally all they have to do is call in on the radio, and our team will be available to help them come into the marina. They can dock, and we'll work with them to make sure that they are appropriately tied and docked in the marina. From that point forward, a number of services are available. We have valet baggage service if you need that and you're staying in the hotel. So I know we will have probably a certain number of folks that actually come in by boat. but elect to stay at one of the hotel properties. And I think the hotel property that you've selected for your event is the Hilton. But we also provide a host of other services. We have dockside dining, table takeout. We have a number of exceptional restaurants in New Bern, and they will deliver right to the marina, so that's something. We also are literally about 3 minutes walking distance from the historic district, and the historic district will literally take you back in time. It is a 40-year project that the city of New Bern and Swiss Bear Downtown Development started 40-plus years ago, and they have refurbished and restored the historic elements of the downtown area and the historic district, where they have blocks of these beautiful old homes. And so nestled in the midst of the historic district are quaint shops and boutiques, restaurants. One of the favorites amongst the boating community is a little pet store that we have called Naughty Paws, and that is specific for your canine and your feline pets and your family members that are aboard the boats. It is a pet-friendly community, and in addition to that, we have a number of things to do. So we have the North Carolina History Center, and that attracts nearly, well, I think it's actually about 1.3 million visitors. The Tryon Palace, which is actually associated with some of the historic tours. You can tour the historic Tryon Palace. The birthplace of Pepsi, which is where Caleb Bradham founded the formula for Pepsi, and it's a Pepsi store. So literally when you walk in there, everything Pepsi you can buy, whether it's Mountain Dew, whether it's Pepsi, from nostalgic vintage T-shirts all the way to branded pieces of, branded glasses, everything you can imagine, with a true soda fountain and popcorn stand. And on top of that, we have trolley tours and ghost tours. And all of these things kind of magically come together, and I think the most important thing that I can honestly say since we've moved to New Bern would be the relationships that you'll build with our downtown merchants, because they truly appreciate visitors. They understand that they are very important to this little community, it's almost a magical experience. I tell people it's like a slice of heaven, because the moment that you enter New Bern, you feel very welcome. People say hello. They stop at the traffic lights. You will just be amazed. I think that's the best way. When you get here, you'll understand exactly what I mean.
It is a beautiful and very quaint town that really has been restored beautifully. So we're looking forward to giving our members a chance to explore a bit while they're there too. The agenda will be very similar to what we've done in previous years. So specifically probably most like just this past 2016 Spring Rendezvous. We'll be starting in the afternoon of the first day. And running straight through with route sessions and looping 101 sessions happening each day, the second, third, and fourth days in the morning. And then for three of the days, we will have our looper crawl, which will bring everybody out to the marina. Many of the people who bring their boats will open those boats for others to tour. So that's always a very popular part of the rendezvous, and we're looking forward to being able to get everybody out there on the docks and kind of exploring and perhaps partaking in some docktails as well, as is traditional for loopers.
Yes.
And we also, one of the things we've always done in the spring is given a night for the boaters to be on their own to kind of explore the town that we're in. So that'll be a great opportunity for everyone to really spend a little bit of time walking the streets in New Bern, which everything is right there, and there are lots of quaint restaurants, and we're hoping to put together something a bit organized for smaller groups of loopers to go to restaurants together. So, Melissa, I don't know if you want to just kind of explain what that will be like. I know we haven't put together all the details yet, But the concept is there.
Yes. So a couple things. First and foremost, there are a couple service providers that can help to coordinate a team building activity. That can consist of anything from a paddleboarding yoga session, the objective there being not to fall off your paddleboard. We have kayaking.
That's challenging.
Excursions. Yes, very much so. I can hardly do yoga on solid ground, so I can't imagine doing it on a paddleboard. Kayaking, paddleboarding, and it's amazing to be on a kayak or a paddleboard when the sun starts to set. So those are things that are an option. The other thing that you and I had been chatting about, which I need to work with the restaurants on and make it extremely special. What we do is we theme what we refer to as dine-arounds. And dine-arounds are, we bring a select number of groups into the various restaurants, and each restaurant in New Bern has something very specific that they're well known for. For example, the Chelsea is kind of an upscale dining restaurant, and they're famous for their shrimp and grits, which is very native to eastern North Carolina, and it is absolutely phenomenal. But what we do is we introduce some of these themed little menu options that would be specific to loopers, whether it be a loopy looper martini or something like that. We do something to make it fun and recognize the fact that your event is here. The some of the other restaurants that we have, Morgan's Tavern and Grill is literally one of the favorites in the community. And it is an old auto garage that has been restored, and it still has the old beams. And its brick interior has been preserved, and it's literally an amazing space. Persimmons on the Water is has an open deck area outside the back of the restaurant. Frequently they have entertainment, and you can dine either upstairs in their meeting space, which also has a walkout deck, or you can dine inside, which overlooks the water, or have an outdoor element. A number of different things. The other restaurant that's very well known in town is Captain Ratty's. And Captain Ratty's actually has three separate levels on the inside. One of them, the first being the restaurant, the second one being a wine bar and tasting room, and then this third floor being designated towards meeting space. Well, go one level above, you can go on the roof, and there's rooftop dining. It's limited in space. The roof isn't that big, so that would be a smaller group, but I can guarantee you it's an absolutely amazing view.
Perfect. We're going to take one moment and play a message from one of our sponsors. This is actually from Dog River Marina, which many loopers are headed in the direction of Mobile Bay and Dog River at this point. So here is that message, and we'll be back in a moment.
AGLCA Admiral-sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tentom Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Our guest today is Melissa True, and we are chatting about the city of New Bern, North Carolina, which will be the site of our 2017 Spring Rendezvous, April 25th through 28th. That's a Tuesday through Friday. One of the things we require for one of our rendezvous is a site where the marina and the meeting space and hotel rooms are all essentially basically on the same site. We have about half of our attendees come and stay in the marina and about half come and stay in the hotel. So we want to make it convenient for everyone to go back and forth between the seminars and the marina because we do have activities both inside and out. And New Bern fit the bill for that. So the home hotel will be the DoubleTree by Hilton on the New Bern Riverfront. And it's really, Melissa, when you kind of showed it to me, it really is a perfect location because the marina is literally steps away from the hotel.
Absolutely, yes. And the funny thing about the hotel is historically the marina and the hotel have always been under the same ownership. But in this particular segment of ownership as it stands, the hotel is now administered directly through Hilton Properties, and the marina is now owned by Marina Ventures. But we've managed to maintain a relationship with them, and we have a number of good things that came out of that separation. When the marina was purchased, we made sure that guests of the marina could still use the fitness facilities and the pool facilities. Now, I'm not certain that the pool will be open in April. We'll have to work with the hotel to see if that's something that we need. But you can, or guests of the marina can actually purchase fitness passes or pool passes that are temporary passes that allow them to utilize those facilities. The hotel actually has a nice restaurant called Christoph's by the Water and a tiki bar that is situated right next to the pool. And so all things considered, it's a great property to be affiliated with. We're happy to continue that partnership with them.
Perfect. And so New Bern is on the Neuse River, 20 or 30 miles from the Great Loop Route itself. Melissa, does that sound about right?
Well, I know we're just over 21 nautical miles off the ICW. And so if they're staying on the ICW, then it's a little bit less than the 30.
Okay, so about 21. So that's just a short detour up the Neuse River. Like I said, we're very excited about this. All of the details are on our website as well as registration. If you go to greatloop.org, click on events in the menu, and you'll see Spring Rendezvous, and all the details are there. This is a members-only event, so if you're not a member, you do need to join before you register. And once you're registered, you can go ahead and make your hotel or marina reservations. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone in April. Melissa, anything else that maybe I haven't mentioned that I should about New Bern?
No, I just wanted to extend our heartfelt thanks and just let everybody know that we are delighted that you've selected our property, and we can't wait to see you all here.
Well, thank you, Melissa. We're excited, as I said, and we can't wait to get there. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Melissa, for joining me. We will be back next week with another edition of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.